Hello and welcome to the program. We're looking at the phrase, these things. That phrase occurs 293 times in the Bible, 38 times in the book of John, and 7 times in John chapter 16. We're going to look at these things. A lot of things happening today, but the bottom line Jesus said is be of good cheer. We'll look at that too. Stay tuned. Looking in John chapter 16, verse number 33, where Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I don't know that there's ever been a more stressful time in this old world than there is this year, but listen carefully to the message in this song, simply trusting every day. Trusting through a stormy way, trusting when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, as the days go by, whatever befall, trust Him.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting in whatever befall. Trusting Jesus, that is all.
Brightly doth His Spirit shine.
I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall. Trusting Jesus, that is
Jesus was talking to his disciples just before he left, and he said in John chapter 16 and verse number 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. That word means cause to stumble. What did he say? They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Then he mentioned these things again in verse number 3. He said, and these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father. Verse 4, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, he said, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And so he's saying, I'll send the Holy Spirit. He'll be with you every moment of every day. It is very obvious down through this portion of Scripture that the disciples just didn't understand everything that was happening. But he said to them in verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We don't always understand what is going on in our lives. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. As we go through these trying days, and maybe you're having situations that are very trying for you and your family or whatever right now, just keep your focus on the Lord and just keep trusting in the Lord. Trusting Jesus, that is all.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Jesus, that